Welcome to Love Talk and Slow Jams with your girl Amorce and I. So, this week we're going to talk about friendships. We're going to talk about the importance of friendships. Everyone wants to, whether you care to say it or not, everyone wants a friend. Everybody wants a friend. But friendships can be kind of difficult. Friendships can be hard at times. Friendships can be stressful. Friendships can, you know, take all your energy. But that's when you decide who is worth a friendship and who is simply not, let's not say a bad person, but not meant for you to call them your friend. You know, friendships are like families because these are the people that you choose in your life. Well, God chose them for you, but y'all connected in some type of way where y'all creating an extended family of something that you yearned for and that you wanted. And I know a lot of you are probably like, how would I? But listen, just listen for a second. When you get that best friend that you tell all your deepest and darkest secrets to, and you call that person your sister because that's what you looked at for a sister, or men, you have this homeboy that you call your brother and you don't even talk to your own brothers. These are people that you put in, that God put in your life, and you created these families. And you have to understand that you're going to argue with these people just the same as you do with your family or your significant other. You're going to go through disagreements, but you have to know and choose who's worth fighting for. Like you always say in a relationship, oh, if this person is worth fighting for, then woo. But that doesn't change when it comes to friends. And we lack that in this generation. We lack the meaning of friends. We lack the meaning of friendship because we can sit there and we can take all this stress and pressure and mistreatment from being in a relationship. But when it comes to friendships, that person does one thing and it's like, you weren't a good friend, I'm gonna cut you off. And it's like, well, how do you decide who's worthy enough of putting you through chaos and then you're back at it with them again? And I'm not saying that, oh, you have to give everybody second chances. But if you can give this young man a chance or this young woman a chance who then dragged your name through the mud, cheated on you, maybe even abused you mentally, physically, spiritually, and some more, why wasn't this person who you called your best friend worthy enough of making your friendship right? You understand where I'm coming from with this? Because, see, what we confuse and we lack things in is communication. That's one of the things that in this generation that we lack. It is communication. You walk down the street, you're at a dinner table and everyone's on their cell phones. When you are sending text messages and stuff like that, words get misconstrued. You never know what someone's tone is. So at the end of the day, communication is something that we all struggle in this generation and that we need to learn. We have to learn how to communicate. In America, you have to communicate. But like I was saying, friendships are difficult, you know, sometimes. And no way, shape, or form am I trying to tell you that all your friendships are going to be difficult. All of them are going to be to the point where it's like, oh my God, this person is driving me crazy. I'm not saying that. And please don't take my words and twist them. What I'm saying is friendships can be difficult because of the simple fact that you expect your friends, you expect your significant others, you expect these people to be just how you are. You expect these people to do what you want and things of that nature. And it doesn't work like that because you never want somebody around you that always agrees with you. You don't want that yes friend. You don't want that yes man around you. You want that person who's going to check you and that person who's going to tell you, no, you're wrong. Because we have to put it in categories. You have the people that you want to go out and drink and party with because you don't feel like you can do that with your other group of friends. But if you can't be yourself around everyone, that's not your friend. I'm myself around all my friends. Like, I'm either goofy, I either have an attitude, I'm a complicated friend. I will admit that. I will not sugarcoat it. I will not lie. I'm very complicated. And I wasn't always so complicated until I kind of got older. And I just start, my mind opened up. You know, I started, you know, understanding more. I had more of an understanding as to when I was younger. It was just more of a, I'm going to tell you about a situation really quick. I had, maybe when I graduated high school, I hung out with over 20 females. That's a lot of females to hang with. I'm sorry. That's a lot of females to hang with and put your all into all of these different people, because everybody has different personalities. Can you imagine hanging with 20 females on a regular basis and y'all all got different personalities, and it's a lot of clashing, it's a lot of sides being taken, it's a lot of things going on that, you know, that's going to make, break, and shape who in that group is your friend and who is not your friend. And that just goes on to say, like I said, sometimes you can go out and drink with somebody. Sometimes y'all might have kids, y'all in a mommy's group together, or, you know, you might be in a book club with somebody. Everybody's not your friend. Stop using that word so loosely. That's the point and the moral of the story. When, as I stated before, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And you're going to hear this in every podcast that you listen to, because it's boundaries, it's standards, it's morals. It's the fact that we have to learn who's who and who's not, because you can hang with whoever you want to hang with, but don't get mad when that person does not portray to be your friend. Don't be mad when that person does not show you that they're worthy enough of your friendship, because people are put in your lives for reasons and seasons. All good things don't last. All bad things don't last. Nothing in this world lasts. We are in one big transition, and every day we're transitioning into something new. So I want to just say this. I want to say, if you have that friend that you're questioning and you're saying in your mind, after you get off the phone with them, after you told them some exciting news or some devastating news, and all they could say was, oh, or okay, or it's the, and you got to listen to the words people use. You have to listen to their tones. You have to, all of this plays a part when you are trying to call somebody your friend, because I can tell you some exciting news, and if you're not genuinely happy for me and you hit me with a, that's going to play in my head. And I'm a person who, I've replayed the situation in my head a million trillion times, and I got to stop doing that. Somebody told me yesterday, this is kind of off topic, they said something that didn't sit well with me, and I addressed it right then and there, but I didn't really address it. I kind of was like, oh, that's how you feel. And I left it at that. And they wanted to talk about it. And this goes back to communication, us lacking in communication, because I didn't really want to talk about it. I kind of was like, no, I don't want to have this conversation. I found myself lately, I don't want to talk in the heat of the moment. And yes, I do say state things accordingly, and don't wait days to bring things up. You know, let them know I feel some type of way about such and such. But at this point right now, I know that it can get heated, so I don't want to talk about it right now. Let me get my thoughts in order and replay the situation in my head, and then we can talk about it. And granted, somebody is going to understand, somebody's not going to understand. They're either going to say, well, I want to talk about it now, and da da da. But then you have to know your personnel as well, because once you learn and know your personnel, it kind of is smooth sailing from there. And nothing in life is smooth sailing, but it kind of is a little bit easier to say, okay, I know that he needs time or she needs time. You know, and as a friend, you respect that. You respect the space that your friend is asking for, because sometimes that's how people cope with things, and sometimes that's how they deal with things. And you have to respect that, especially if you want them to respect your space and what you're going through. I want to tell y'all
some stories, and not only about me, but about my friends or people who are that I come in contact with and I have, you know, conversations with them, and some stories about myself. And then I'll answer a few questions that my viewers actually have for me. And we can, you know, this topic is really hard for me. That's why I keep pausing. The friendship topic is extremely, extremely, extremely hard for me. And I know that some of y'all are probably saying, well, how is that hard? And you talk about everything under the sun, from mental disorders or relationships or, you know, and friendships are hard for me because I've been in a situation where I felt as though people were my friends and they weren't my friends. And I think the hardest heartbreak or breakup is when you do it with your friends, when you genuinely can't fix it, can't repair it, and you have a lot of good memories, and because of incidents, you guys are no longer talking, speaking, and things of that nature. I think literally for me, breaking up with your friends is possibly the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. Like, you know, so we're going to take a quick intermission and we'll be right back with Love Talking Slow Jams Friendship Edition. Back to Love Talking Slow Jams Friendship Edition. So back to talking about friendships, and I hope you like that little snippet of a song that I played, because that song is everything that this podcast is, you know. And for y'all that don't know, that is Boosie Real Friend song. But no, we all yearn for a friend, someone that's going to be there to hope, lift us up when our spirits are down. And you have to surround yourself around people who genuinely want the best for you, you know. And I granted, some of y'all have been in these friendships since you were 6 years old. But as you get older, you can't force things. You can't force friends. You can't make everyone go in the same direction that you're going in. And I know I lost friends. I can't speak for anybody else. I lost friends because our life paths just went different ways and we went down different routes and things of that nature. And I'm not mad or anything like that. You know, sometimes you wish that you can end things differently. And like I stated before, like, I honestly and personally think that breaking up with your friends is one of the worser heartbreaks. Because, and I know you're like, how can you even say that, put those two in the same category? Well, because your heart, you have a little piece of everyone in your heart that you are surrounded with. And it goes back to even when you're dealing and you're intimate with someone, you leave a little piece of them with you. You leave a little piece of you with them, and vice versa. The thing about friendships is you didn't think that friend would do this to you or that to you, and you kind of, and that breaks your heart. It does. Like, a heartbreak isn't only when you're in a relationship with someone, and relationships are different relationships, friendships, boyfriend and girlfriend, wife and husband, business ships, like things like that. And see, you have to open your mind to understand that there are more than one type of relationships. So yes, your heart can be broken by more than one person, and some friends can break you as well as build you. You have to understand that everybody isn't your friend. Everybody doesn't want to see you do good. Everybody doesn't want to see you do better than them. And I know y'all know that old saying, they want to see you good, just not better than them. And that is true. Sometimes I know that I've been on the phone with people and I'll be like, oh my God, guess what just happened? And the person on the other end will be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to call you right back. And I listen to those things, and in my mind, I feel like when my friends go through something, whether it's exciting or negative, I'm there 100% as if it's me going through the situation. So that's what I expect when I have friends. Like we go through it together. Now, I won't say that I'm going to push everything on you and we have to experience everything together. But like things that you want to share, like you get a new job and the first person you want to share with is your best friend. And your best friend like, oh, okay, that's hurtful, right or wrong. You know, but we have to understand as well, though, like, are we being good friends? We have to ask ourselves that question because we have to take accountability for the relationships that we have in our lives that fail as well. And I'm not saying that you were the one who caused the issue chaos, but it also is about how you handled the situation. And once again, we have to take accountability for these things. And it goes back to the first segment when I talked about boundaries, because once you get boundaries situated and you now know, like, you know your personnel, it kind of makes things go a little bit smoother. Not saying that you won't argue, because you're going to argue. You're going to go through disagreements. And a lot of arguments come from disagreements because we all are not going to agree with each other. We all have our own brains. We have our own purposes to fulfill. We're not generally going to always agree. And that's going to cause disagreements. But just because you have a disagreement does not mean that you're a bad person or that person is a bad person or you can't be friends, because you're going to go through things with friends. But I want to show you how to go through things with your friends and not let that be the end all. Like, oh, we went through this and this, our friendship is over. Because that means that anything you go through with anybody, that means as soon as something happens, you're done and you're running from the problem instead of sitting down, analyzing what the issue was, what part you played in that problem. So if you do want to just say, I don't want to be friends with this person anymore, or I don't want to deal with this person anymore, then you won't carry that into your next friendship. That's where we have to look at and go forward from here. We have to say, I don't want to be the same person I was in this friendship that I'm going to be to in this friendship, because we all do things. I'm going to admit it. We all do things. I do things that I look back and be like, oh, why did I do that? Or, oh, why did I say that? Or, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, I don't want to do that again to somebody else and make them feel how I made this person feel. You know, granted, whether we were able to repair the friendship or not, you know, you just never want to go through those situations. But also, you have to be careful of the company you keep, because I've been around people who did things that I didn't particularly like or care for, and I still was around them, and I became guilty by association, because what your friends do ultimately affects you and how people are going to look at you as well. You understand where I'm coming from with this? So if your friend is a guy or a female that's out here sleeping with people, people are going to associate you with that. They're going to think, oh, well, he's doing that too, because look at his homeboy. Well, she doing that, look at her homegirl. They a quick bust down. You get what I'm saying? But then you have them friends who are quick to fight. They want to fight everything walking. They just angry as hell. You're going to be looking like you're on that same frequency, because you now become guilty by association, and you have to be aware of the company that you keep. You have to watch for the company that you keep, because if you know down your journey, you want to stop the violence. Well, how can you stop the violence and you hang with somebody who is always in a violent situation, or that's what they live for and they like to go out and start drama? Granted, and you can speak from experience, but then what does that go to say? Because once they get into something, they drag you into something because you're there, you now become a violent person as well. And it's a trickle effect. So if that's your goal and you say, well, I want to stop the violence, well, you have to step away from the people that are creating the violence. You get what I'm saying? That was just a little example. But it's so many other things that we have to do as people, when it comes to these friendships, we have to know that a person is genuinely there for our best interests. You know, you have to pray to God for people that are in your life that's going to help you and guide you to Him and things of that nature. I don't want a friend that's going to lead me to hell. I want a friend that's going to lead me to the glory land and the promised land. I want a friend that is going to, that is God-fearing. I don't want somebody that's out here and they're lost, because granted, that is my position, and I want to help people out here that are lost and looking for their purpose and looking for what they're meant to do in this world and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, I can affect my soul. And you'll know when it's happening, because I've been around people that I'd be like, oh, I cannot come around this person no more. And I'll think about that person, and I'll ultimately go back to my best friend. I'll be like, oh my God, such and such is on my brain. I want to reach out, but I just can't allow the foolishness back into my life. I just really pray and hope that they're okay. You know, because we even have these friends, and let's jump ahead a little bit. You ever have that friend, and I'm talking to the ladies on this one, that deals with a young man, and we might be like, oh, he's so horrible for her. Oh my God, why is she dealing with him? And you feel like you can't tell your friend how horrible that person is without your friend taking that and saying, you're not happy for me, and this, that, and the third, and all you was doing was trying to be a friend. These people, sometimes you have to step back from. Sometimes you have to step back, because I was in a situation where one of my quote unquote friends dealt with a young man, and y'all know I don't talk bad about people on this podcast, but he's a damn loony bin. And when I say loony bin, he's a damn loony bin. And she puts herself in certain situations, and granted, me being a friend, I try to help her out and try to get her out of the situations, but it was coming to the point, and it was coming into a pattern where it was as if I was just the doormat. You know, when you needed something, you would come back, you know, and I could no longer endure these things, because I'm a very spiritual person. And it was messing with my spirit being this person's friend, having this person in my space and allowing them in my life and trying to help them in these situations that I didn't cause myself, but being the friend that I was, wanting to help them get out of these situations. Because sometimes you affect yourself when trying to help others, especially when they don't want your help. And you got to look at it more in a standpoint where it's like, she's dealing with this person, and where I knew that it was kind of like a straw being broken, and it was the last straw, was she called me and one of her other friends, and she wanted us to come get her. In the midst of us coming to get her, they started fighting. She wanted us to join in, and she expected for us to join in. Well, me especially, because back in the day, I used to be really rowdy and, you know, down for whatever. Oh, my friend fighting, I'm fighting too. But as I got older, that wasn't the path that I was going down, and that wasn't something that I could allow. And I had too much to lose it now at this point. And I'm like, get in the car, let's go. Like, I can't be out here, and I can't get caught up being locked up for foolishness that I didn't create on myself, because I refused to risk it all for someone who wouldn't be able to help me even get an ounce of it back. And I got really upset. I got really, really, really upset with her. And I turned around and I looked at her when she finally got in the car. And I told her, you not only put me in jeopardy, you put your other friend in jeopardy, you put yourself in jeopardy. But with you putting us in jeopardy, now you put our families in jeopardy, because if anything was to happen to either one of us, our families would join in. And it's a trickle effect like that. And you gotta, and like I said, watch the company you keep, because after that incident, I've maybe seen her one time after that, because I can't associate with things like that. I can't be around things like that because I love my life, you know. I live to help people, but you got to know when you got to step out and say, God, I'm giving you your child back. Here you go. I did the best that I could. I got whatever lesson you wanted me to get out of it, but I'm giving you your child back because this task is too big for me. And it's okay. And it's okay for a task to be too big at the present time, because years from now, this task might not be as hard for me, but I step back and instead of creating even more mess, I step back and I gave it back to God. And I said, God, I'm gonna let you do your thing because you know what's best. I only know what I think is best at this point. And I told her, and I said, you know, if you're ever around this young man again, I can't be around you. I can't put myself in this situation. And the fact that we're supposed to be friends and you would even put me and your other friend in this situation, I don't feel as though that's what a friend does, especially when, you know, people have things to lose. Especially if you're going to go back. Like, now granted, if you calling me and you like, this is what's going on, blah, 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 the situation would have went a little bit different and you was, you know, because I say it like this, and when I say different, no one can predict what's going to happen. But if I would have got the phone call, okay, come get me, okay, they were trying to fight, but you know, I'm walking away, get in the car, you get in the car and we leave, and you're not going to deal with this person, then okay, then I understand. Okay, we helped our friend. But the fact that you wanted us to sit out there and fight, and then you're like wishy-washy and dealing with this person, that goes to show that you'll do this again and you'll call me again, and next time it might not be so pleasant. So I eliminated myself from the situation, and granted, it was hurtful to me because she's beautiful. She's so beautiful. She's a complicated person. And she's yearning for love. As much as I wanted to be her friend, I couldn't be her friend. And that's what I mean when I say breaking up with your friends are hard. Because you think about these people, you think about the good times, and you think about the fun times, and you think about the times that y'all cried together. But you also have to grow up and realize that no matter the years that we put into this friendship, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. And you have to accept that. I know y'all always ask me to go deep, but I'm not going to go too deep on this episode because I'm actually going to talk about this person again in another episode that is also about friendships. But I'm going to answer some questions that some of my viewers asked me. And one of the questions was, how do you pick and choose who you allow in your space? I pick and choose who I allow in my space by the energy that I feel from you, by the vibes that I get from you, by your ambition, by your morals, by your standards, and things like that. Granted, I always, as we, you know, in a previous episode, I talked about boundaries and stuff of that nature. So it wasn't always that I just was born like this and I'm like, oh yeah, girl, you not vibing right. I gotta, no. Honestly, going through a lot of tragic friendships and ending friendships, I learned that everyone isn't worthy of my space. Not saying they're not a worthy human being, but they're just not worthy enough to be in my space. And each friendship is different. So granted, I have a lot of different friends that and God chose them, actually. But he put them in my life for reasons, whether it was because we're on a spiritual journey together, or we're helping each other grow as people, career-wise, and things of that nature. I love being around ambitious people. I love being around people with goals. I love being around people, you know what they want in life and they go for it. I don't like being around indecisive people, because indecisive people normally want you to figure it out for them. They don't want to figure it out. And I like people that know what they want, because I don't want to be that friend who you're following behind me. You know, me and my friends, we are all equally great individuals. We don't follow after each other. You know, we agree on things, we disagree on things, but ultimately we all are very strong, independent females. So yeah, that's basically, I go off of vibes, I go off of energy, I go off of, you know, how I see you interact with other people and how you do your friends and things like that. So, yeah, let's go on to the next question. So the next question was, what was my hardest friendship that I lost? The hardest breakup in a friendship that I had was, sheesh, all my friends that I break up with, they're hard. No, I think the hardest one was my old best friend. We were best friends for years. And we always had each other's back. But I played a part in this as well. I overwhelmed her with my drama and my BS because I didn't really have anybody else to talk to. I was spiraling out of control. I was literally losing my mind. And it was too much to put on one person. And we kind of fell out because she went to another friend and, like, told her everything that I was expressing to her. And she'll tell me, you know, with our other mutual friend, like, things about her. And granted, at that point in time in my life, when me and our one friend just started sharing stories, I don't even know how I came. Oh, actually, I do know how I came up. It was a video and she didn't know it was recording. I don't think she didn't know it wasn't recording. I don't think she thought that. No, I don't know if she knew it was recording. I know that she knew that I was being recorded, but I don't think she knew that her words were coming through on the recording really clear. And she said some really hurtful things on the recording. And it just so happened, like, the other friend didn't show me. She didn't even know it was in her phone. We just so happened to be going through, like, the pictures and stuff from the night before because we were, like, all fucked up. And it started playing and we listened to it and we just kind of looked at each other and I just kind of fell back. She and my best friend kept on pressing the situation, like, why are you not talking to me or why? Da, da, da. And honestly, I wasn't talking to her because I was hurt. I was hurt. Like I said, I will always say, I don't want to fight my friends. I don't, if it gets to a point where we got to be physical with each other, the friendship is really over at that point. But I was hurt. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what direction to take it in. So when I finally exploded, it wasn't good because she kept pressing it and pressing it and pressing it. And I finally exploded and It didn't sit too well. Everybody got mad now. We're all mad. We're all angry. We're all hurt. We're all saying things that we may not have meant. But it got to the point where I pulled up at her house. I knocked on her door. I sat at her kitchen table. And we got into it really, really bad. And I told her to step outside. And that ended the friendship right there. Because like I said, if I ever get to the point where I want to fight you as a friend, we can't be friends. I don't fight myself. Like, me and my sisters argue. Me and my sisters have never fought. Like, my older sisters, they may have fought each other. I don't want to fight the people I care about. So that was probably one of my hardest and toughest decisions, to end a friendship. And like I said, it was childish. And like, y'all listening to it probably like, that probably could have been resolved But it honestly, it was a lot of hurt and emotions going around. And she knew a lot of things that I was going through. But, like, again, I was still in a hurt place. So it just, you know, it just wasn't going to work. I think that was, yeah, that was my hardest. So I think I'm done answering questions for today. But if you think of any questions that you may want me to answer, I know I ask y'all a lot of questions. I'm a stalker. I stalk my viewers. I stalk my viewers and my subscribers, and I'm always emailing them and texting them and things like that. But no, we got a lot of cool prizes that we're going to give out. I just got all my shipping stuff, so we're definitely about to start shipping some of these prizes and stuff out. You can follow me on Snapchat, AmoraSanai1. AmoraSanii with the number one. You can follow me on Instagram at _AmoraSanii_. You can also go subscribe to my website. That's where I give out a lot of prizes and stuff off of the website. And it's called AmorasDiary.me, AmoraSanii. So I do have a webinar on Thursdays, and I definitely want you guys to tune in. Please leave me a message on here with your email address and things of that nature so that I can, you know, invite you. I'm sorry, I'm like getting hiccups. Invite you to actually join in on a webinar with me and my co-host. It's wonderful, it's very inspirational. And like I said, I'll start getting a little bit deeper. But the thing is, I also realized me talking for 50 minutes I know y'all have other things to do. I know that y'all want me to get deeper, but I also wanted to be in a time effective, space where, you know, you can listen to me even on your 30 minute car ride home, or you might be washing dishes and you can listen, things like that. So just stay tuned. I definitely have a lot of surprises. I'm actually, going to be filming a podcast about relationships, first dates, and things like that. I also have questions that my viewers asked me on that one as well. But I'm going to bring in a special guest on that one. And my special guest is going to remain anonymous. And they are going to remain nameless. They don't have social media. They don't have any of that. But I do want to keep everything confidential. I don't want anyone to be exposing themselves in a way that, you know, they don't want everybody to know exactly who they are unless they ask me to. So this person will stay anonymous and remain nameless throughout the podcast. So stay tuned for that one. It is a gentleman who is going to give me his insight on whether or not man and woman can be friends. So stay tuned, and you know, I'll be back next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.